81 illegal aliens arrested in Kentucky ICE raids. By Randy Clark on March 16, 2025. A host of federal law enforcement agencies banded together with ICE to carry out deportation raids as part of Operation Take Back America within 4 days that ended on Friday. The United States Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Kentucky announced the arrest of 81 illegal aliens, 25 of whom now face various federal criminal charges. The operation, coordinated out of Louisville, netted illegal aliens from Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Cuba, India, and Palau. 25 illegal aliens among those arrested are now facing criminal charges, including unlawful re-entry after deportation or removal, illegal possession of firearms, and possession of controlled substances. The illegal aliens not charged criminally will be held in ICE custody, pending removal proceedings and potential deportation. I commend the work of our federal law enforcement partners, prosecutors, and support personnel who worked tirelessly to make this operation a success, stated U.S. Attorney Michael A. Bennett, adding, "The aggressive investigation and prosecution of those who violate immigration laws positively impacts the security of our communities and of the nation. Those arrested who face the most serious criminal charges within the Western District of Kentucky include Angel David Zunigabaca, age 35, a citizen of Honduras, is charged with possession of a firearm by an illegal alien and re-entry after deportation or removal. Zunigabaca also faces charges of re-entry into the United States after removal. If convicted, he faces a maximum sentence of 17 years in prison. Zoabra Hernandez Dominguez, age 50, a citizen of Mexico, was charged with possession of a firearm by an illegal alien. According to the United States Attorney's Office, on or about December 16, 2024, Hernandez Dominguez possessed a firearm in Jefferson County, Kentucky, with knowledge that he was an alien illegally and unlawfully in the United States. If convicted, he faces a maximum sentence of 15 years in prison. Humberto Avila Duran, age 54, a citizen of Mexico, was charged with possession of a firearm by an illegal alien and re-entry after deportation or removal. On or about March 14, 2025, Avila Duran possessed a firearm in Jefferson County, Kentucky, with knowledge that he was an alien illegally and unlawfully in the United States. Avila Duran was previously removed from the United States on multiple occasions, the last being in 2020. He faces a federal charge of re-entry into the United States after removal. If convicted, he faces a maximum sentence of 17 years in prison. Humberto Avila Murillo, age 28, a citizen of Mexico, was charged with possession of a firearm by an illegal alien. If convicted, he faces a maximum sentence of 15 years in prison. Edie Diaz Lopez, age 30, a citizen of Mexico, was charged possession with intent to distribute methamphetamine, possession of a firearm by an illegal alien, and possession of a firearm in furtherance of drug trafficking. On or about January 3, 2025, Diaz Lopez possessed a firearm in methamphetamine with knowledge that he was an alien illegally and unlawfully in the United States. If convicted, he faces a maximum sentence of 40 years in prison. Alvaro Mondiano Rodriguez, age 32, a citizen of Mexico, was charged with possession of a firearm by an illegal alien and re-entry after deportation or removal. According to authorities, on or about October 7, 2023, Mondiano Rodriguez was an alien found in the United States after having been denied admission, excluded, deported, and removed from the United States. Mondiano Rodriguez is charged with possessing firearms with knowledge that he was an alien illegally and unlawfully in the United States and re-entry into the United States after removal. If convicted, he faces a maximum sentence of 17 years in prison. The operation was coordinated by HSI Nashville and ICE/RO Chicago. The U.S. Attorney's Office stated that the HSI, ICE/RO, FBI, ATF, DEA, and USMS are investigating the cases. As reported by Breitbart Texas, similar operations were conducted in New Mexico in recent weeks that resulted in the arrest of 48 illegal aliens. Nearly half of those arrested in the southern border state had been previously convicted of serious criminal offenses. Several illegal aliens arrested during the operations were found to be in unlawful possession of firearms. One Venezuelan illegal alien charged with possession of a firearm is also suspected to be a member of the notoriously violent Tren de Aragua gang. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, @RandyClark.